Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today is the Feast of the Holy Innocents, and in today's gospel, we see where that feast title comes from. And so from Matthew chapter 2, it says, "When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.' Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.' When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. 'A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more.'" And when I read through this gospel, there was this question that came to mind, which was, if the Lord was able to save Jesus through this intervention of an angel speaking to Joseph in a dream, why did he also not choose to save the holy innocents, the ones who experienced martyrdom simply because they were born near the time and the place where Jesus was born? And even more striking, perhaps, is that in Matthew's gospel, it indicates that there are two ways that the prophet's words have been fulfilled. One, in how Jesus and his family depart to Egypt and then eventually come back from Egypt. And then the second, in that the death of these holy innocents seems to be a fulfillment of what the prophet Jeremiah has said. And so there's this question that I was sitting with for a little bit of, Lord, if you're able to save this one child, why didn't you choose to save all of these other children too? You're able. You don't desire death. You want our good. So why did you provide in one way, but seem to not provide in the other? And I don't know that there's necessarily one specific answer to this. There's a lot of ways that we could answer this theologically. But what kind of stayed with me was applying that to my own life. Why, Lord, sometimes do there seem to be some things, some desires that you fulfill, and yet there are so many others that you seem to not be fulfilling, places in my heart or in my life where you seem to not be working? And what can I do with that? And so that's what I want to invite us into today, to ask the Lord this question. For us, or for each of us, there might be a particular thing that we want to have fulfilled, a desire we have, or suffering, or pain, or some sort of longing, that there's this kind of this why question that sure could be answered in many ways, right? How God only allows the suffering from which he can draw greater good. If we're looking at this particular feast day, that they're martyrs, right? So they're innocent children who are dwelling in God's presence, beholding his face, and that this time here on earth is but a glimpse of the glory that is to come, and how all of these things are ways that we could answer this question. But sometimes the question is very important for me to simply ponder in my own life and to continue to present to the Lord. Lord, there seems to be this place where there's a certain amount of death or lack of movement, or where I don't understand how you're working. Or maybe you're asking a sacrifice of me that I don't really desire. Or maybe there's this place of mourning, right, where it speaks of Rachel weeping for her children. There's this place of mourning in my heart. I just want to invite us to present that to the Lord today. On this day, there is a feast of martyrs, which is both simultaneously one of great joy and then also one of profound suffering. Lord, thank you for the ways in which you have moved and worked in my heart and in my life, for the desires that you have fulfilled, for the longings that you have satisfied, for the call that you have placed on my life, and the ways that you are obviously working and moving in the midst of that. And Lord, today I want to offer you all of those places in my heart and in my life that seem to be barren, that seem to be dead, that seem to be filled with sadness or suffering or longing or just desires that seem to be places where you're not working. But Lord, I trust that you are, that there's no place in my heart or in my life where you are absent, that every facet of my heart you love and desire to be intimately present to. And so, Lord, I want to invite you into those places that seem dry, into those deserts, into the sadness, into whatever is found in the corners of my heart. I want you to bring your light to cast off the darkness, that you would redeem the places of my heart that still hide from you, that you would bring life into places that seem dead, that to the places that seem barren, you would bear great fruit. Holy Innocence, pray for us.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.